Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. In response to the recent surge in child abuse cases across Nagaland, the State Commission for Protection of Child Rights has issued an advisory urging strict vigilance and legal action to ensure the protection of child rights. The advisory emphasizes that any form of child abuse, regardless of the perpetrator, including parents or guardians, is a serious offense and must be reported to the concerned authorities. Citizens are reminded that safeguarding children is a collective responsibility, and no case should be resolved through compromise, as this undermines justice and emboldens offenders. The Commission warned that offences under the POCSO Act 2012 are non-bailable and cannot be settled privately. It also cautioned against taking the law into one's own hands and advised media and social media platforms to maintain ethical standards by protecting the identities of child victims. The Commission urged all to report any instance of child abuse immediately to the Child Helpline 1098, Special Juvenile Police Unit, District Child Protection Unit, Child Welfare Committee, or the nearest police station. Reaffirming its commitment, the Commission stated it will continue to monitor all cases closely to ensure swift justice. Member of Parliament Rajya Sabha S. Pangnon Konyak emphasized that as a tribal society, it is essential to uphold and safeguard one's identity, particularly language, which serves as a fundamental means of communication. Ms. Konyak made this statement while releasing the book, A Descriptive Grammar of Konyak Language, yesterday in Mon. She said that the Nagas have passed down their heritage through oral history, and now the younger generation and new scholars are helping turn that into written records. Ms. Konyak also encouraged the youth to develop an interest in reading and writing in the Konyak language and to take up research to connect their ancestral past with written history. She hoped the book would help preserve the mother tongue and bring the Konyak Naga community closer together. The book, authored by Professor Pangasenla Walling and research scholar Ms. Nikkei Bessa, is a joint effort by the Department of Linguistics, Nagaland University, and the Konyak Literature Board, with support from the Konyak Union, Mon HQ. Advisor for Municipal Affairs and Urban Development, Jalio Rio, said Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, PMAY Urban, has played a crucial role in realizing the dream of housing for all. He said the mission has not only provided dignified housing to thousands of beneficiaries, but has also contributed to urban development, employment generation and socio-economic upliftment of Nagaland. Mr. Rio said this after releasing a coffee table book, Transforming Lives, A Glance of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban Mission in Nagaland, yesterday at Kohima. The advisor said the book will serve as a source of inspiration and record of the state's collective efforts in building a more inclusive and sustainable urban future.
This is the pride of our state, apart from the successful achievement. So I want to thank everybody who had partnered in this successful implementation of our PMOI program. This PMOI Urban, we can say this is Housing for All Mission 1. And very soon, the department will be entering into PMOI Housing Mission. And we had already covered about 32 statutory townships. So the remaining 7 townships will be in the pipeline. And we hope to cover another 10,000 dwelling units.
Bhagyashree Bhim Rauji Banayak took over the charge of Chief Electoral Officer, Nagaland, yesterday. Ms. Banayak, an IAS officer of the 2012 batch of Nagaland cadre, succeeded Vyasan R. IAS, who is at present the Home Commissioner of Nagaland. The Chakasang Students' Union, CSU, will commence the third phase of its agitation today, protesting the alleged non-compliance by the NHIDCL and the EPC contractor concerning the execution of the NH29 Kohima to Jessamy Road Package 2 project. As part of this phase, black flags will be displayed across the region as a symbolic protest against what the union describes as continued negligence and inaction on the part of NHIDCL and the contractor. The second phase of the agitation, which involved restricting vehicular movement of NHIDCL, the EPC contractor MS Ratna Infrastructure Projects Private Limited, and all government registered vehicles, concluded yesterday. reiterating its unwavering stance, the CSU asserted that the agitation will continue until its demands are fulfilled. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.